Memória do Rock está de volta.
Voltamos em Memória do Rock e hoje estamos falando de Led Zeppelin, retratada como a maior banda da primeira metade dos anos 70. E também falamos sobre os trabalhos paralelos de seus integrantes. Nós abrimos o bloco, estamos ouvindo agora Immigrant Song, primeira música do terceiro álbum do grupo, lançado em 1970. No mesmo disco, simplesmente chamado Led Zeppelin 3, aparece o folk rock Tangerine, canção que havia sido escrita por Jimmy Page ainda em seus tempos de Yardbirds.
I only find it slips away to gray. The hours they bring me pain. Tangerine, tangerine, living reflections from a dream. I was her love, she was my queen. And now a thousand years between. Thinking how it used to be. Does she still remember times like these? To think of us again. And I do.
Led Zeppelin Tangerine. No primeiro bloco, teve uma música da carreira solo de Robert Plant. Uma de suas colaborações mais famosas foi um álbum lançado em parceria com Alison Krauss, nome do country e bluegrass norte-americano. Raising Sand ganhou o Grammy como melhor álbum de 2009. Entre os destaques, Fortune Teller, escrita pelo maestro do rhythm and blues Alan Toussaint.
Went to the fortune teller, had my fortune read. I didn't know what to tell her. I had a dizzy feeling in my head. She took a look at my palm. She said, "Son, you feel kind of warm." She looked into a
crystal ball. She said you're in love. How could that be so? I thought all the girls I know. She said when the next one arrives, you'll be looking into her eyes. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. Left there in a hurry, looking forward to my big surprise. The next day I discovered that the fortune teller told me a lie. I hurried back down to that woman, as mad as I could be. I said I didn't see nobody. Why had she made a fool out of me? And then something struck me, as if it came from up above.
Robert Plant e Alison Krauss, Fortune Teller. Quando o Led Zeppelin ainda estava praticamente no começo da carreira, Jimmy Page e John Bonham foram recrutados para tocar no disco do roqueiro Screaming Lord Sutch. Uma crítica da revista Rolling Stone considerou o disco como o pior lançamento da história da música, devido à baixa qualidade das gravações. Mas algumas faixas se salvaram, como Baby Come Back.
About everybody out there in this land bending your ear over here, and how's about everybody listening to what I'm about to say? Let me tell you about my girlfriend. Now she's a doll. She's so good looking that there's nothing wrong. I'm gonna see her today. She can be awkward, as awkward as can be. Now if you've ever seen her, well you know what I mean. Cause she can be mean, or just the meanest can be. Well, come on back, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back. my heart and my soul. And whenever I'm near her, I don't wanna let her go. Cause I love her so much that I like her to become. Well, 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 come on away, baby, come back, baby, come back, baby, come back. Come on back, come on back, baby, come back, baby, come back. Come on back, come on back, come on back to me. I'm wanting to see you every day. Things don't seem to work out my way. Why do you keep doing things to me? Why do you keep torturing me? Why don't you tell, tell the truth? Don't keep lying to me. Oh, baby, come back. Baby, come back, yeah. Baby, come back to me.
Screaming Lord Sutch, dele com Jimmy Page, Baby Come Back. Outro lançamento que é renegado por integrantes do Led Zeppelin é a banda Honey Drippers, criada para tocar standards da música americana dos anos 50. Além de Robert Plant nos vocais, a banda ainda tinha seu colega Jimmy Page na guitarra, junto com Jeff Beck, que havia tocado com Page no Yardbirds. Para desespero de Robert Plant, Sea of Love, single tirado do único álbum do grupo, é o seu maior sucesso comercial. Of Love, de George Curry e Phil Phillips, com Honey Drippers. Memória do Rock está passando pela carreira do Led Zeppelin e de seus integrantes. Vamos ao intervalo e já voltamos.